Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Okay, imagine we're peeling back layers of time, dusting off these really old, almost forbidden convent records.
Like finding something hidden away for centuries.
Exactly. And inside, there's this account from 1742, San Monastery. Completely silent, cut off from the world.
Totally isolated. Vows of silence, no contact.
Yeah.
A closed system.
Right. And in this place, Sister Josephine Rosenthal, a nun who, you know, never known a man, never even spoken to an outsider. She's found pregnant.
Like, suddenly?
Yeah, discovered unconscious at the altar. And not just pregnant, but like 7 months along.
Whoa, okay. That's, biologically speaking, that's pretty much impossible given the circumstances.
Totally impossible. And the only thing she communicates are these weird little notes she writes down in Latin. Things like, he chose me and the flesh shall be the veil.
Okay, cryptic.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. So what did the other nuns think? I mean, that must have caused chaos.
Well, their immediate reaction, you got to remember the time period, was pretty much straight to demonic possession.
Right. That would be the go-to explanation for something so inexplicable, so unsettling within their world.
Exactly. So for this deep dive, we're looking at this core mystery. Was it, you know, some kind of divine intervention?
Like a miracle birth.
Right.
We see those stories elsewhere, though usually with more fanfare.
Right.
Or context.
This feels different, very isolated almost, random. Or was it possession, like the nuns feared?
The unconsciousness, the weird writings, it definitely fits some of the tropes, you could say, of possession narratives.
It does. But then there's this other possibility we need to consider, maybe something darker, more hidden. Could the church itself have been involved in some kind of experiment, something they later tried to bury?
Oh, that's an interesting angle. The secrecy, the later destruction of records.
Yeah.
It could point towards a cover-up, couldn't it?
It really could. So let's unpack that pregnancy first.
Yeah.
The divine intervention idea. As you said, miracle births usually have a point, right? A savior, a prophet.
Yeah, there's usually a whole theological framework built around it here.
Yeah.
It just happens. To a silent nun in the sealed monastery, it lacks that grand narrative, which makes it kind of creepier, actually.
It does. Okay, so the possession theory. The nuns are scared. She's unconscious, writing strange things. What else supports that?
Well, those Latin phrases, he chose me, the flesh shall be the veil. You could easily read those as, you know, the words of whatever entity they believed had taken hold of her, twisting religious language.
Makes sense from their perspective, but then things get even stranger with the actual birth.
Right, the child. A girl apparently named Mary, but whispered as the substitute.
The substitute. Chilling name. And the details. She's born completely silent, doesn't cry.
Which is immediately wrong, isn't it? A silent baby is unnatural, alarming.
Deeply alarming. And descriptions say she had completely black eyes and her features were somehow shifting, almost androgynous.
Wow. Okay, so the child herself is portrayed as fundamentally other. That silence you mentioned in folklore across many cultures, a child who doesn't speak or speaks strangely, is often a bad sign.
Like a changeling or something.
Exactly. Or something touched by forces that aren't human. It ramps up the supernatural dread considerably.
Absolutely. And it doesn't stop there. After Mary's birth, other weird things start happening around the monastery.
Oh, like what?
Religious paintings start darkening, like inexplicably losing their light. Statues of the Virgin Mary apparently crack on their own.
Okay, that's symbolic, to say the least.
And maybe the most disturbing, the consecrated hosts, the communion wafers, they start decaying really, really quickly, unnaturally fast.
Right. So let's filter this through our theories. If we're thinking divine intervention, but maybe gone wrong, a perversion. Could these be signs of divine displeasure, like the sacred itself is being corrupted by this birth?
A sort of anti-miracle. Yeah, I could see that interpretation. Or if it's possession.
Then these are classic signs, aren't they? The malevolent presence now tied to the child. Actively corrupting holy objects, desecration, turning the sacred profane. It fits that narrative perfectly.
It really does. But what about the third option, the church experiment?
That's trickier. Could the child's mere existence, if she was the result of something unnatural, something the church meddled with, Could that have had unforeseen side effects, like her presence itself radiating something that disrupts holy items?
Like an accidental negative consequence of playing God, maybe?
Possibly. It's speculative, of course, but the idea of creating something that then negatively impacts the sacred, it adds another layer of potential church motivation for burying the whole thing. If they caused it, they definitely want it gone.
Which leads us back to that setting, the San Monastery, this fortress of silence, completely cut off.
That isolation is so, so important here. Think about it, living in that kind of environment with no outside news, no different perspectives.
Your whole reality is just the people around you and the doctrine.
Exactly. And in places like that, beliefs in the supernatural can get really amplified. Fear spreads easily. There's no external reality check.
So any weird event gets interpreted through that very narrow, very intense lens.
Precisely. The nuns are basically living in an echo chamber, primed for supernatural explanations. An inexplicable pregnancy, a strange child, corrupted relics. In that context, possession or some kind of dark miracle seems almost inevitable as an explanation.
It becomes the only story that makes sense within their walls.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's look at how the wider church hierarchy reacted when they presumably found out.
Right, because eventually word must have gotten out somehow.
It seems so, and the reaction was extreme. An absolute order for silence, total clampdown.
No one talks about this. Ever.
And then the burning of all the records related to Sister Josephine Mary, the whole affair, wiped clean.
Wow. Not just hiding it, but actively destroying the evidence. That's significant.
And finally, they take the child Mary and lock her away. Alone. In a stone chamber within the monastery.
Locked away. Okay. So why? Why such drastic measures? It feels like more than just suppressing heresy.
Doesn't it? Was it just about preventing scandal, or were they genuinely terrified of this child, of what she represented or what she might do, trying to contain something dangerous?
Or going back to that experiment idea, were they trying to erase their own mistake, their own involvement? Destroying the records fits that just as well as suppressing heresy, maybe even better.
Yeah.
It suggests getting rid of proof of culpability.
It's a chilling thought. The level of secrecy is just profound. And then the final piece of this puzzle. Years later, the chamber where Mary was supposedly locked is opened.
What did they find?
Empty. She wasn't there.
Okay. Escaped. Died and was removed. We're never really there.
We don't know, but there was something left behind. Carved into the stone floor. A single Latin phrase.
Oh, boy. What did it say?
Descends ad huxum, which translates to, I'm still learning.
Oh, wow. Okay. That lands heavily, doesn't it?
It really does. And think about what that means in the context of each theory.
Right. If it was divine intervention, maybe I'm still learning means her purpose, whatever divine plan there was, is still unfolding, still developing.
Mm-hmm. And if it was possession,
then I'm still learning. Sounds like the entity, the demon, whatever it was, is still growing in power, still figuring things out, which is terrifying.
Utterly terrifying. And if it was the experiment.
That might be the worst interpretation. I'm still learning. It suggests something created, perhaps artificially, has now gone beyond its creator's control or understanding. It's out there, evolving, adapting, learning.
Independently, unseen. That just leaves you cold, doesn't it?
It really does. A whole story. His Sister Josephine, the silent child Mary, the weird events, the church's reaction, that final message. It's just a cascade of unanswered questions and deep, deep unease.
A genuine mystery buried in the archives. So as you think about this story, this echo from a silent monastery centuries ago, we have to leave you with this question. Was Mary some kind of warning? A punishment for something, or maybe she's something else entirely, something that isn't finished, something still learning, and perhaps yet to come back.